listening to the Gospel of Mark for a while yet, probably into the new year quite a bit. I do invite you to pull out your sermon notes to use them as we go through the sermon. And I'm going to start, even though it won't be up on the screen, I'm going to start reading with verse 30. It's chapter 6 of Mark, but I'm going to start with verse 30 instead of verse 33 because it gives a little prelude to our scripture this morning. We'll read through verse 42. And I do invite you to listen for any words for yourself, for this congregation, words you feel called to share, or phrases when we finish the scripture reading. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." When they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and of 50s. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and he divided the 2 fish among them all. And all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. May God bless our hearing and our understanding of this holy scripture. Were there any words or phrases that stood out for you? It's a familiar scripture. Chuck. You give them something to eat. Yes. Violet. He looked up to heaven. Well, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. And all ate and were filled. Well, lots of people still are talking about COVID today. It's still with us, and the vaccines are still worthy of consideration. I had mine and will be getting the flu vaccine soon. But it's not about fear. It's more out of concern for others that I could infect, especially you folks. And yet, in this world, we fear so many things today. What fears come to your mind? Cancer, the economy, the government, unemployment, something happening to your children or spouse. financial ruin, broken relationships? What fears keep you up at night? And what do you do about it, other than toss and turn? How do you think God would have us face our fears of COVID, cancer, or anything else? In our scriptures, there's a symbol used to paint a picture of fear, and that is the wilderness or chaos. Think about this. What is found in the wilderness? Extreme temperatures, wild animals, perhaps dangerous heights to scale, particularly snakes and spiders, and maybe scorpions. Now, there are many foundational stories in the Bible of people facing the wilderness or chaos. Jesus facing Satan, the chosen people wandering for 40 years, Elijah, Jonah, other prophets. The wilderness is a place of the unknown and thus a place of fear. But the wilderness is also the place God acts. God provides in the wilderness. God creates out of chaos. God transforms wilderness. God makes himself present in the wilderness. God gives us hope in the wilderness. There are passages that suggest that God will begin or has begun his kingdom on earth right in the midst of the wilderness. Now, many of these images appear in our scripture today as Jesus took the disciples out into the wilderness to reconnect with God in prayer. Thousands of people followed them, apparently without first thinking about provisions. They were so hungry for Jesus' words that they didn't consider their soon-to-be physical hunger. No wonder Jesus described them as sheep without a shepherd. But he fed them with his words. He fed them with the words of life. And then he told his disciples to feed them physically. Here came that fear again. "This is a remote place," the disciples said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But Jesus answered, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" Remember, financial ruin is one of our great human fears, as well as fear of the unknown. And the disciples were shaking in their boots or sandals, thinking about feeding 5,000 men and who knows how many women and children. Feeding people seemed to be feeding their fear. It certainly was out of their comfort zone. So you may be wondering how the feeding of 5,000 fits our focus on the Lord's Supper on this World Communion Sunday. But in this story, we experience a prelude to the Last Supper in the Gospel of Mark, as well as a glimpse of God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, which the Lord's Supper symbolizes so well. Picture for a moment Jesus taking 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. Now listen to Jesus in the upper room with his disciples in chapter 14. "While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Jesus took, Jesus blessed, Jesus broke, and Jesus gave. In the wilderness of fear and uncertainty, the disciples reacted in fear to feeding 5,000. Jesus, however, responded in faith. Jesus took the bread and recognized how it symbolized God's presence even in that wilderness, offering hope and security, providing life and sustenance. And Jesus blessed the bread, recognizing that it came from God, as does every blessing, even those basic real-life staples of necessity. Jesus broke the bread, offering 5 loaves into God's kingdom reign, where scarcity is transformed into abundance. What seems broken and insufficient on earth is quite often transformed by God in his kingdom purposes, where the last becomes first and the first becomes last. Then Jesus gave the bread to the disciples, who in turn gave it to the people. And in the presence of Jesus, in this glimpse of God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, those 5 loaves and 2 fish fed 5,000 people, at least, with 12 baskets of scraps left over, 12 baskets of excess, which shows the extravagant excess that God showers down upon us when we partner with Jesus in his kingdom work. 12 baskets resulted from feeding people rather than feeding the disciples' fear. Now, our poll question this morning: how many have experienced a surprising reminder of God's presence in a difficult time? I certainly have. Yes, most of us. Now, some of us would tell us that when we come to this Lord's table, we should come in fear. The world is changing. COVID is not the greatest danger to the church, nor the flu, nor immigrants. Resources seem to be scarce. People are not flocking to the church as in the 1950s. The values of materialism and consumption, perspectives of scarcity and fear of change, spirits of divisiveness and demonizing the other, have all infiltrated even the church, all telling us to turn inside ourselves, put up barriers, protect what we have, fear the unknown future before us. But Jesus continues to reach out to us from Scripture and show us a better way. From that wilderness, Jesus still reminds us that God is present in every experience of wilderness, chaos, or fear. So God is surely at work in Palestine, in Ukraine, in Washington, D.C., and right here in Grand Junction. From that wilderness, Jesus still promises that God provides even and maybe especially in the wilderness. God provided manna and quail for his chosen people. Jesus sent the disciples into that crowd to discover what resources were available. 5 loaves and 2 fish. What might we discover today? What have we overlooked? People in our neighborhood? Gifts and talents among us? Waiting to be discovered or invited into use? creative thinking, financial resources, alternative income resources, willingness to take a risk. I invite you this morning, or later on, to make a list of resources that you are aware of. There's a little space on your sermon notes, but you can find more space. From that wilderness, Jesus still turns scarcity into abundance, a world of fear into hope and possibility, consumption and barriers into generosity. From that wilderness, Jesus continues to break old patterns and barriers, prejudices, traditions that have lost their meaning, and gives them back to us in new kingdom forms, filled with new wine and new possibilities for building God's kingdom on earth. When we gather around this table, especially this World Communion Sunday and this month, as we will soon be considering the funding of Christ ministries in our church, in our neighborhood, and beyond in the new year. We too have a choice, like those disciples. Jesus is taking the bread, the gifts and resources of this church. Jesus is blessing them, everyone, to find its fullest potential for the kingdom of God. And Jesus is breaking down barriers in our thinking, helping us to break out of our fears, out of our selfishness and self-protection. And Jesus is giving it all back into our hands, not as they were, but now blessed by God for building God's kingdom, for feeding people and feeding hope and feeding new life in the kingdom of God, rather than feeding the same old fears and hopelessness. So as you come to this table this day and this month, I invite you to look around. You're not alone. We are not alone. Who and what have we not been seeing and thus not helping to reach their kingdom potential? Come to this table, not in fear, but with kingdom eyes and kingdom ears. Come to the table as disciples of Jesus Christ, ready to give him what we have, gifts, talents, and resources, willingness to listen, ready for him to bless them and us, to reformulate them into kingdom resources, and then ready for Jesus to give them back to us, transformed for God's purposes of kingdom building, of service, of feeding people rather than feeding fear. So our take-home question is, what is Jesus giving to First Christian Church transformed in order to give to others? Will you pray with me? Generous, ever-present and ever-loving God, we're so grateful that we can come here to worship you, but that we know we can worship you and walk with you through every day and through every trouble of our lives. Your love is so great and so inclusive that we can today celebrate and know the real connection between these tables with ourselves, with those around our community and our nation, with tables around the world that are all connected by your love. Help us to love just like Jesus did. We pray in his name. Amen.